Yes!
It is time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be reviewing some digraphs. But before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It's okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Let's write our name with pencil at the top of our paper. And please write neatly. We need to be able to know whose paper this is. So make sure you're writing neatly. And then go ahead and put your pencil down. We're going to color for a little while first. Okay, so we're reviewing two digraphs today. We're going to be reviewing the CH digraph, which says ch. And we're reviewing the TH digraph, which says th, th, th. I hope you can hear that. I'm sticking my tongue out at you in a very nice way to tell you that TH says th, th, th. So, looking at the picture at the top of our page, I'm going to find an object for you, and I want you to tell me if it begins with CH or TH. Cherry. Cherry. Do you see the ice cream sundaes? Yummy, yum. There are cherries on top. Does that start with CH or TH? You got it. CH. Now, cherries are red, so find your red crayon and let's color each cherry red. Cherry begins with CH because CH says ch, ch, ch. Now, our cherries did not take long for us to color, so go ahead and put that red crayon down. And then will you find a light green crayon, like a yellow green crayon, a light green crayon. Let's color the ice cream, a light green crayon color for mint chocolate chip. So cherry on the top of this ice cream begins with our CH digraph. CH, even though it's two letters, they come together and they only make one sound. And the sound that they make is ch, ch, ch. And so cherry begins with that CH digraph. If it didn't say ch, 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 we would call it kahari. I'm sorry, I don't want a kahari anything on the top of my ice cream sundae. No, thank you. No hairy anythings. Even if there is a k in front of it. Sorry, I need a cherry on top of my ice cream sundaes. I have finished coloring both of my mint green chocolate chip sundaes. Ooh, did you hear what I heard? Mint chocolate. Chocolate begins with CH just like cherry, and so does chip. Chocolate chip. Ch, ch, ch. But what we have right now is mint chip. Ch, ch, ch. It begins the same way as cherry because I want to eat mint chocolate chip. I don't want to eat mint kahoklet kahip. I don't know what that is. So make sure you use your digraph sound. Ch, ch, ch. So you can say you're eating mint chocolate chip. Yeah, with a cherry on top. Not a kahari. Please put down your green crayon in 3, 2, 1. All right, boys and girls, there is another item in our picture that also begins with CH, but it's going to be a little bit harder for you to find because it's the girl's name. Her name begins with a CH. Her name is Chelsea. Chelsea. Let's color Chelsea's hair brown. Can you find your brown crayon and color Chelsea's hair brown for me? Chelsea has a digraph at the beginning of her name, and it's the CH digraph, just like cherry and mint chocolate chip. Chelsea has a CH digraph at the beginning of her name, and thank goodness. Because if she didn't have that digraph and we didn't make that new sound for the letter CH, her name would be Kahelsey. What? I don't even get it. It doesn't even sound like a name. So we're helping her by making sure we use our new digraph sound. Well, it's not so new. You've been practicing it, and hopefully you already know it. But the whole point is, it makes the CH sound makes ch. CH says ch, 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 like chugga chugga choo choo, or chocolate, chip. Yeah. So I have almost finished coloring Chelsea's hair brown. So I'm going to give you about 5 more seconds to finish coloring her hair, and then we're going to move on. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, put down your brown crayon. Finished or not? Let's color the bow in Chelsea's hair purple. Find some kind of a purple crayon and color the bow in Chelsea's hair purple. So Chelsea has the CH digraph, and we could also say that Chelsea is a child. Child has a CH digraph, just like Chelsea. Otherwise, we would say child. That doesn't make any sense. Not at all. So CH says ch, 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 and it can be found in the word child and Chelsea and cherry. It can also come at the end of a word, like in the word much. I love mint chocolate ice cream very much. Ch-ch-ch. That's true. Okay, I'm finished coloring her bow. I'm going to put down my purple crayon, and I'm going to give you 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Now let's look for something in our picture that has the TH digraph. The TH digraph is when you can put your tongue between your teeth and stick it out a little, and you say th, th. So if you look at the roses on the shelf, a rose has a thorn. Thorn has a TH digraph. Let's color our roses red. There are 3 roses. Color each one red. They don't have to be red because roses can be a lot of different colors. But we're going to color them red because you're going to listen first. So a rose has a thorn. Thorn. And we have to put the TH together to make a new sound, and it makes one sound. Even though there's only 2 letters, it makes one sound. If it didn't make that new sound, we would say, oh, ouch, that rose has a thorn and it hurt me. We don't call it a thorn. No, it's not a thorn. It's a thorn. Now, if you count the roses, I finished coloring all 3. You get 3. 1, 2, 3. I put down my red crayon. Take 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1, find your green crayon, and let's color the leaves and the stems on the roses. So there are 3 roses, and 3 also begins with a TH digraph sound. It says 3. 3. If it didn't come together and make that new sound, we would call it a tahari, tahari. I count 1, 2, 3. No, we say 1, 2, 3 with that TH digraph sound. Okay, I have finished coloring my leaves and my stems from the thorns. They're not that big, so take 5 more seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And boys and girls, there's one more object in our picture that has the TH digraph. It's Chelsea's going to go sit down in that booth. Now the digraph b is not at the beginning because I hear b, b, booth. It's at the end. Booth. You can hear it at the end. TH can come at the end. Booth. Let's color the booth. Let's color the booth. Oh, let's make it blue. Find a blue crayon. And we're not going to color the table. We're going to color each side of the chairs on by the table. So there's a chair on one side. That's a booth. And there's a chair on the other side of the table. And that's the other side of the booth. Color each side of the booth blue. So booth has the TH digraph at the end. Thorn and three has the TH digraph at the beginning. But it can also come at the end. Booth has that digraph at the end. It sounds different than cherry or child because that sounds like ch ch ch. And this sounds like f, 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 f. So if we didn't have TH come together to make one sound, we would say, I'm going to sit down in the buta. In the buta. I don't know what that is. If you asked me, Mrs. Oldham, could we please sit in the buta today? I would look at you and say, the what, the who, the huh? So it's booth. That's why we have a digraph to make a new sound. I'm almost finished coloring each cushion in each chair on each side of the booth. So I'm thinking you're close to being done, but I know those are big chairs, so I'll give you about 10 more seconds. 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, there's 3, 3, 2, and 1. Please put down your blue crayon, even if you're not finished, and pick up your pencil. We're going to do a little bit of writing. Let's look for number 1 at the bottom of our paper. Next to number 1 is the digraph CH. Trace it for me. CH. Scoot over and write it by yourself. C-H, ch, ch, ch. And scoot over and write it one more time by yourself. C-H, ch, ch, ch. Now scoot over. We have the other digraph. It says T-H. Trace it for me. T-H. Scoot over and write it by yourself. T-H. And last time, write it one more time for me. TH says, okay, number 2, there are some words. I'm going to read the word to you and we're going to find the digraph. The first word next to number 2 says thin, thin. Where's the digraph? What are the two letters? TH, circle TH for me, says thin. The next word says with. With. Where's the digraph in the word with? Yes, TH. Circle it for me. The next word says chip. Chip. Where's the digraph? CH. Circle CH for me. It says chip. And the last word says change. Change. Where's the digraph? It's at the beginning. It's CH. Circle it for me. Change. Okay, let's look at number 3. We're going to write the digraph. Number 3 shows a picture of a chair. Ch-ch-chair. Should we write C-H or T-H? C-H. Please write C-H. You're not going to write the whole word. Just C-H. Just the digraph for the beginning of ch-ch-chair. Scoot over. The next picture is cheese. Cheese. What should we write? C-H or T-H? C-H. Write C-H for me. Ch-ch-cheese. And the last picture is mouth. Mouth. The digraph is at the end. Mouth. Should we write C-H or T-H? T-H. Mouth. Mouth. My tongue comes out and sticks between my teeth. Mouth. So we write T-H. Number 4, I'm going to read the sentence to you. The last word's missing the digraph. I'm going to read it without the digraph. It says, he lost a tooth. We need it to be, he lost a tooth. So should I fill in the missing letter CH or TH? If I do CH, it will say, he lost a tooch. What? If I do TH, it will say he lost a tooth. Yes, I need TH. Will you write it on that blank spot for me on top of that dark black line? So now we have the word tooth. And then should we circle tooth or math? The picture of the tooth or the picture of the boy doing math? Let's circle the tooth. It matches the sentence. He lost a tooth. Boys and girls, we did it. We remembered CH says ch 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 and TH says f f f. And we did it. We're finished. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. See you next time. Bye.